Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp.
And Tamara Judge. Hey, Teddy. How are you feeling? You sound better.
My God. I feel so much better. I didn't even announce it on social media because people have such huge opinions about it. But I had COVID again. And I thankfully asked, Lisa Ren and a couple of others, what did you guys do when you had COVID to get through it quickly? And I got this IV and blah, blah, blah. But either way, I tested completely clean of COVID after 5 days, which is
okay.
Huge.
So you're being open about it. Because before, I knew you had COVID, but I'm not going to say it if you're not going to say it. And it's one of those things, do you talk about it? Do you not talk about it nowadays?
Well, that's the thing.
But you're always so transparent.
Well, I'm always so transparent on Instagram, but what I've noticed on Instagram when it comes to COVID is then people start fighting over the vaccine.
I know.
And I honestly felt terrible. And the last thing that I wanted to do was sit there and fight about how I got COVID, blah, blah, why I'm separating from my family. And for those of you guys listening, we're recapping. I don't know that you're immediately hearing this. So if you see me out and about, I've already been cleared from COVID. So yeah, I'm good to go. But no, so after Wango Tango, I was still fine. And then 2 days later, I was filming something that day, but I woke up and I felt really tired, like almost felt depressed. Like I felt really sad and low. And like, I looked at my husband, I'm like, I have really bad anxiety today. And like, he said something and I started crying, like, which is like totally, he didn't even say anything.
And
like,
you didn't have PMS. No PMS?
No, we actually podcasted that day and I kind of got on your ass too.
I know. And then you text me and you said, I'm sorry, I'm really emotional today.
Yeah. And so I, that same, right after we were done podcasting, I was supposed to film something for Paramount.
Right.
I walk downstairs. I have my mask on. They immediately, whenever you film something out here, they COVID test you. They COVID tested me. And I had COVID tested the night before and I was negative. And all of a sudden I got a positive. And I was like, what? And then I'm thinking.
But God, you panned. You did Instagram and you panned through and it looked like production was set up.
They were, because they set up while we were podcasting.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Still up here. So I just walked.
Were they mad?
No, because that morning I texted and I said, listen, I tested last night, but I feel really tired and kind of have a cold, but I don't know what that means anymore. So I just wanted to tell you. And they were like, listen, we'll come, we'll test you, we'll see what it is. So then I walked down, everything's set up. They test me. First one comes back positive. Second one comes back positive. And then from that moment on, I went and lived in Cruz's bedroom. And Cruz was with, oh. Yeah, with the birds, which I'll tell you more about that later. And then Cruz and the entire rest of the family stayed outside of the room. And I was honestly by myself for 6 days going crazy.
I know. I didn't really have much communication with you, but I am so busy with Ultimate Girls Trip that's really gearing up with press and just things like that. I went ahead and took a little vacation. Went to Palm Desert and then Palm Springs, and then went to, came home, dropped Sophia off, and then had an adult weekend in Lake Arrowhead, which was really fun.
I have to say that I could skip the Palm Springs trip, but the Lake Arrowhead trip, I want to go there. Take me. That looks so fun.
Oh, it was so fun. So our friend, they have a house there, but it's an Airbnb and it's always rented out. So my girlfriend, Jackie, she's a real estate agent. So she had recently sold this house in an area of Lake Arrowhead that I have never seen. It's a gated community. Richard Simmons has a house right next door to this house. And it's literally on the water. You can walk to your boat and it's just so beautiful. So, I mean, you feel like you're in a different state. And I'm like, okay. And the house sold for like 800,000. It's like 4,000 or 5,000 square feet. Just, I think it was 2 years ago. Now
I
want to
take my kids there.
Now
can
it's
you rent
like
it
2
out?
Million.
Can you rent it out?
Probably. Well, I don't know. No, you can't rent in this community.
Oh, well, to me, boat life is the best life.
The best life.
It's so fun. Well, it looked really fun. But you know, not just to talk about fun things, we have to talk about what happened with you this morning live with Jeff Lewis. What's going on?
For those of you that don't know, I literally have been up since 4 a.m. I flew to Jeff Lewis. About once a month, I'll be on Jeff Lewis.
But you can't say flew like you took a helicopter.
No, I flew in my car. I mean, in traffic for 2 hours. So I drove to LA. I go to Jeff Lewis's show once a month just to promote Vina and, you know, to talk with Jeff because I love Jeff. So we have two new CBD products that come out, Cloud 9 and Lights Out, which have double the THC in them. So they're going to be extremely popular. But the new one, Cloud 9, is supposed to, well, instead of drinking, you know how our husband's always telling us 2 drinks, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is kind of an alternative to drinking without the calories and the hangover and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a mood elevator. And so I went there to promote that. But you know, Jeff.
Hold on real quick. Should we do a pod with those?
Yeah, we should.
Let's see if it takes the edge off for a pod.
And you guys, for all the listeners, you know, across the board, we have 20% off for all our listeners. All they have to do is use the code TWOTS, TWOTS. So anytime you order anything. So Jeff is obsessed with it. And he loves the THC. So he's always wanting to talk about it. Yeah, I know. Jeff goes on and on and on because, you know, he has so much dislike for Heather. And, you know, I don't want to trash her in any way. Whatever. It is what it is. What had happened in the past has happened in the past. It's time to move on. But then he says, we have a special caller.
And I'm while you're live?
While we're live. And it's Kelly Dodd. And I'm looking at Jeff like, you really don't want me to ever come back to Bravo, do you? And Kelly went in hard. Tamara's being politically correct. And Kelly just went off. And I was like a mouse. I'm like, I'm like, I cannot participate in this conversation.
The thing that I don't necessarily understand about Kelly, listen, Kelly, you do you, your truth serum. It's, you know, it's your brand. I understand.
So I did not want to engage. I felt totally uncomfortable. And I'm looking at Jeff. I'm like, Jeff, you never want me to go back to the show, do you? He's like, you didn't say anything. And I said, just participating in this conversation is not a good look.
Yeah. Well, I think you did the right thing, not saying anything. It's not your, you know, beans to spill. And I think that, you know, when it comes to us having this podcast, we have to be very clear. There is a lot of current housewives that have podcasts. Melissa Gorga, Heather Dubrow, Reasonably yeah. Shady. I mean, like lots and lots of housewife podcasts. And of course you're going to give your takes on your experience, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, I don't even want to talk about it.
We don't even need to go into it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. But I was like,
but Jeff not telling you that he was going to have, when you go to Jeff, he gives you the recap beforehand. So,
oh no, he didn't give me any recap. He never gives me a recap. Never. Oh. So, you know, I know what to expect when I go on to Jeff Lewis. And there was a moment where I just was sitting there and I go, Andy, if you're listening, I'm not behind this.
Which Andy must have been listening.
Yeah.
Sure, because it's on Radio Andy, right?
Yeah, of course he's listening. So, you know, it was just a shit storm in the press last week. Now I feel like there's going to be a new shit storm.
Well, that's on that note, let's take a quick little break and then come back. We're going to answer some questions that I put on my Instagram, and then we'll do a little Real Housewives of Atlanta recap and housewife headlines.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Okay, so we're back and we are answering Instagram questions. This one's a nice one, so I'm going to start there.
Okay.
Your chemistry is off the charts. Does it feel like you girls have known each other forever?
Yeah, it does.
It really.
Yeah, I do think that we have great chemistry. It's so weird because we love a lot of the same things, like fitness, and our husbands are alike, and I don't know. I feel like we're alike, but then we're so polar opposite.
But then I think also both of us, and I just to use the word accountability, we both take accountability when we are assholes. Like there are moments
where
we're on a group chat, we'll say something that you can tell offends the other one, or we'll even be on this podcast. Who knows if it's edited out or not, where sometimes we're at each other a little bit, but afterwards we always have that respect for one another,
yeah.
Which I think is why the chemistry is so good. Okay. The next one is, who's had more plastic surgery?
Oh, well, I'm okay. Older. So I'm going to say,
oh, don't use the older excuse. Sorry.
Well, I'm older, so I need more than you. You're
okay. Where are you at right now? Where are you standing plastic surgery wise?
Oh my God. Okay. So this is from a span. I think I got a nose job when I was in my 20s. It was a very minor nose job. I literally went in, had it done awake, and went shopping afterwards.
Done awake?
Awake. All I had a bump, a little tiny bump right here that my brother used to make fun of my entire life. So I had the little bump shaved down. That's all I had done.
Okay. So that's
so minor. If it was today, I would have never had it done. But you know, one of those insecurity things that really bother you?
You know what? I'm not judging, but I am counting because I want to know the winner.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I win. Trust me. I've had my boobs done probably 5, 6, 7 times. I don't even know. I lost count. Yeah. That many times. I had my eyelids done at 40. I had my lower face done at almost 50, and then they redid my eyes. Yeah.
Okay.
And
then you had your eggplant surgery, but is that considered?
And then I had my eggplant. I think that's reversal, I guess. And then after Sophia was born, that was my fourth kid, I had a mini tummy tuck, which I regret. I wish I would have done a full tummy tuck.
I thought you were going to say, I wish I didn't get a tummy tuck, but I love that you're like, I regret. I wish I regret. And why do you regret getting a mini versus a full?
I advise anybody that's going to do a mini to just do a full one if they can. So I did a mini and then, years later, I had a hernia that burst.
So you're Drew.
So, no, yeah, right. No, this is years later. And I don't know if it was maybe connected to the mini. I don't know. But I mean, it was life and death. I was like 911 ambulance in the hospital for a week. It was really, really bad. Part of my intestines were dying. It was life and death. And so now I have a scar that goes through the middle of my stomach down my belly button, which people have always said, that's from a tummy tuck. I'm like, oh, actually, I did have one, but that's not what it's from.
You're like,
because when you have a mini, your tummy, your belly button's not touched.
Oh, okay. That's good touched. To know. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, my plastic surgery journey started after cruise, when I was really struggling, with just, you know, my weight, my postpartum depression, all these things. I went to a doctor. I originally thought I was going, this is before All In. I went to a doctor and said, I want to have a mommy makeover. And the doctor actually refused. She said, no, I want you to put some time into taking care of yourself, moving your body, doing blah, 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 and come back in 6 months. I came back in 6 months. She did my boobs at that time. I never got.
And how old were you then?
I was, okay, so Cruz is almost 8. So how old was I? I'm 40 right now. So what is that, 32? Mm-hmm. I'm bad with math, but I think that around that time. So I got my boobs done at 32, first thing that I did. Oh, and then my final surgery was my neck lift, and then they did a partial lower because if not, it was going to hang low.
Yeah.
So I'm at 3 plastic surgeries.
Oh, no, I'm at 75.
You're at 75.
But I think that the beauty about doing it, like you do it starting at an age where, like, if you don't do anything and then you're like 60 years old and then you do everything, everybody's like, oh my God, like you look like you've been pulled. No, I want to enjoy my life. I want to look the best that I can throughout my life. There are certain things that are off limits to me. Like we talked about this before. I'm at an age where I'm starting to get like the saggy skin above my knees. And am I going to go as far as to have a knee tuck? No, I'm not going to do that. I don't care about stuff like that. But the things that I had done, like I'm so short-waisted and I had 4 kids and I didn't gain much weight with my kids, maybe 20. I think 20 was average. I think at the most I gained was like almost 30 with my last one. And my stomach got huge. So for somebody that's short-waisted, I had like so much loose skin. It wasn't even fat. It was just loose skin. And I'm like, I can't with this. So,
and you know, to each his own, like I have a good amount of loose skin on my stomach. But for me, like, and my, I know this is going to sound like my brand, my life, or my whatever, I have learned to just embrace that. And then people are like, but then why would you get a lower neck lift? I'm like, that's something that has bothered me way before I had kids, way before whatever. It was like an anatomical thing, if that's even a word, that has always made me nuts.
Okay. Just to actually, to talk about that, I've had people say Teddy didn't need it. And I said, you know, she didn't need it, but it's a genetic thing. You had roundness under here and you just wanted it tighter. And that's
and that's the only part that actually hurts still is underneath the muscle right here. That's, they had to tighten that muscle and that's what hurts. Like none of the places where there was incisions or anything like that hurt. It was where they tightened the muscle underneath.
Right. But let's clarify something.
Yes.
You know, we're both in the fitness industry and I work out constantly and I have for many, many years and watch what I eat. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be tight. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have saggy skin from pregnancies. It doesn't mean that
you're not going to have cellulite or you're not going to have stretch marks.
It doesn't mean that you're a bad fitness, you know, whatever, not model, but what's the word I'm looking for? Fitness,
influencer.
If you have a tummy tuck, it's not. If you get all this stuff done and you're not working out and you're not eating healthy, well, you know what? Then that's just a Band-Aid. And it's going to get worse because you're not taking care of yourself. Like if you're taking care of yourself and you're working out and you're eating healthy and you still have these issues, get it fixed if you want to. Who cares?
You know what? If you can do it, you can do it. If you can't, you can't. But I'd rather be transparent than be somebody that's like, oh no, my skin just magically got tight.
Yeah, I don't. I'm
cream.
I had no problem announcing I had a lower facelift. I think I was one of the very first people to announce on Watch What Happens Live that I had a lower facelift.
Okay, next. I know we only probably have about 3 more questions because our producers will start yelling at us because we need to get into the actual episode, but these are good ones. Who is the phoniest or the funniest of the housewives you've met?
Oh my God. Phoniest?
And I'm trying to think of phoniest. Oh no. Okay. We don't even have to go there because this is so good. Mary F. Kill, Andy Cohen, PK, and Joe Gorga.
Okay, so I don't want to kill anybody, but can we just say dump or not?
Yeah, dump.
Okay.
Fine, dump.
So I am going to marry Andy Cohen, bone Joe Gorga, and say bye to PK. Only because I don't know PK.
Now, I would probably marry PK.
Okay, because you know him. I don't know
because
him.
I know him, and he's really funny.
He
and
seems like a really nice guy.
And he honestly is so doting on Dorit. Like, he is a really loving guy. So
yeah,
I'd probably marry PK, bone Andy, and I'd have to dump Joe Gorga, especially after this video that was just posted.
Oh, my God. I was on his side on that video. So we'll get
doesn't
to that.
Matter. Here's the thing. Regardless of whose side, which brings us to another topic. How do you feel about being videoed if you're doing something wrong out in the public? Like, this is, you know, we heard a lot about this with the Amber Heard and the Johnny Depp stuff. Yeah. They're videoing each other.
Or I mean, I think if you know you're being videoed and you're in a heated conversation, you're either going to watch what you say. For me, I'm going to watch what I say, or I'm going to walk away. Nobody wants to be videoed like that.
Yeah, it wasn't he didn't know he was being videoed.
But I'm thinking he didn't know he's being videoed.
No, the guy's like this.
Oh, so you don't really see the guy. You don't.
Yeah, he's in his car, and I just think here's really where I think everybody has like their triggers and what makes them angry and all of that, but. I, you know, have always said to my husband or to anybody I know or anybody that I know that has potentially the option to lose it in that capacity, it's not worth it in the long run. Like, what did you get out of that? All you got out of that is all of us watching it and feeling uncomfortable. And now it's going to be on the seasons of Real Housewives of New Jersey because they can't bring up that, but bring up Louis passed. I'm just saying, you can't.
Well, I'm sure they're going to bring it up. But I mean, if somebody, it's got to be frustrating, especially with COVID and people not having to pay their rent. I don't know the whole story, but I find it hard.
Shit's frustrating, Tamara, but it doesn't mean.
Well, we all have our breaking points. I think we all have our breaking points.
And listen, I love Joe Gorga. I think he's been nothing but nice and a gentleman and hilarious to me. But if somebody gets their camera out and you're losing your shit.
Oh, I would walk away.
Be quiet. Yeah. Don't be a Karen.
He did get his camera out at one point, I saw, and he started filming the other guy. I didn't watch the entire thing.
Even the other guy, I can't. All right. So I guess we can't talk about much more. Can we talk for 1 second, though, before we go into Atlanta about Noella? Posting a video holding, I don't know, because I'm not Canadian. I don't know how much
5 inches of money. Like, I mean, it was a stack that was like 5 to 6 inches thick. I mean, it looked like anyways. So it was Noella's birthday yesterday, and she's in what seems like to be a very expensive car, maybe a Ferrari, something like that. She's with her boyfriend and she's opening up a bag and it says birthday girl. She labeled it birthday girl. There's a bottle of champagne, there's some Skittles, and then she reaches in and grabs a big, giant wad, what looked like Canadian money.
She was saying it was Canadian, and then he was like, currency, and she's like, am I dating a drug dealer? And I was like, this is the social media. This is a worse plan than yelling at somebody who's videoing you. This
I know. Bad. I'm like, oh, Noella, what are you doing?
Is she trying to brag about the money? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know. Why is he Canadian? Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe they're surprising her on a trip to Canada.
They're going to Canada.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Who knows? Let's take a little break and then we'll come back, talk about Atlanta.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
So we are back and we need to talk a little bit about Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was a very good episode.
Good episode.
The aftermath of Tyrone setting up. Not setting up.
Standing up.
Sheree, which was very, very sad.
Okay, well, it starts off with Marlo and Kenya talking about how they're going to do a Cheer Up Sheree event, blah, 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 talk about it. And then they pan to Sheree, where she tells us that Tyrone doesn't even call her until the next day.
Yep.
And when he calls, yeah, he's just like, hey, what's up? Like, doesn't apologize, doesn't whatever. So then she never calls him back.
But it doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. Like, why would he just call and be like, hey, what's up?
Because he knows production passed along that it could have been a parole, you know, whatever.
Violation. I would imagine, honestly, him going on a reality show could possibly be a parole violation, right?
And I get it. That being said, still call and apologize, still do whatever. But I feel like she says she never, after they have that conversation, then he's been calling and texting and she never calls him back. But then she said she's still not ready to give up.
I didn't realize that was her daughter that she was having the conversation with. Yeah, that was nice to see them sitting there folding clothes, talking about situation. She's like, you need to get back out there.
And your heart, your heart feels for her because you can tell she's torn. She still wants to be with him. She's obviously put a lot into the relationship, but, you know, it's what it is. Then we get to a lunch where now I need to talk to you about this.
Okay.
Drew and Kenya go to lunch, which I have to say, Drew's growing on me a little bit.
I like her. I've liked her from the very beginning when she started doing the hands in the face thing. I kind of like this girl.
But then when they go and they even do a flashback, but they even talk about splitting checks. Hold on. I need to know right now. Are they joking? Is this like an off-camera joke or like, is Bravo not paying for their meals?
I don't know, but I agree with the splitting of the checks.
I'm more of a take turn type of gal.
Yeah. I'm the take. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like, okay, I just paid for your meal. Can you Venmo me? Like, no, that's
no, not unless me. It's like a big, whatever.
But I mean, it's like $1,000 meal.
I guess you maybe. Can't really say it, but I don't necessarily believe that they're splitting the check.
Yeah. I don't believe they're splitting the check.
Come
either.
On. Let's.
Yeah.
All right. That's where we kind of learn that Drew is disinvited to Sonia's
Mommy Nation. Is that what it's called? Mommy Nation. Mommy. I have a lot of opinions about this.
Okay.
Okay. So she's the newbie coming on with very seasoned housewives that all have brands.
Right.
To invite somebody to promote your business and to take pictures and put you on the website is a big no-no for me.
And also it's a big ask. Like I can say,
but even, she didn't even ask. She just told him to show up.
That's what I'm saying. It's something you ask in advance. You could tell both Candy and Kenya, which let's be clear, have the biggest social media following, had no idea what they were walking into. And I think even when, like, let's say I had the all-in retreat or we did a group workout once, everybody knew exactly what they were walking into. I also never gave them merch to wear, never put them.
Or to hold and take a picture.
Yeah.
Or to put them on your website.
Or, you know, anything other than whatever's going to be shown on television. I think having an event for your brand is one thing. Putting them in your merch and putting this as part of your website is a completely
different. I was very bothered by that. So I went on to Sonia's website.
And there was
absolutely zero pictures of Candy and Kenya in the merchandise.
Okay, so maybe either she was waiting for the episode to air and it's going to go up now, or maybe she just wanted to show her brand and that was her way of getting it onto the show.
Yeah. Or maybe the girls afterwards go, you know, the same.
No, you're going to have to pay me for that.
You're going to have to pay me for this. And, you know.
But I also didn't really understand why she would disinvite Drew to that, but then invite her with her mother cooking.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was just an opportunity to talk to the two girls without her. And let's get one thing straight. I support everybody's business. I will promote your business. I will promote everybody's business. But don't cross that line where, oh, put this on and take a picture. I'm going to put you on my website. So
no,
don't come for us. Don't come for us and say, you're not supporting women.
No, we are supporting women.
I am the first one to support everybody's business. I mean, I just posted about Jeff Lewis's new show. Like, I am all over that. And sometimes a lot of the housewives are not like that. They're like,
no, but be clear about it. Like for me, for example, I got those new beanies. I sent them to all of you guys, wrote a note.
I posted it.
Blah, blah, and then you have the option of posting it.
Right.
It's not something that you're walking into on camera and then you're like, shit, I look like an asshole if I'm not going to stand here and do a photo shoot that I wasn't prepared for.
But Kenya, oh my God. You could tell. Oh, she was like, what? Well, I got to talk to my agent.
Yeah, no, Kenny was like, I'm not doing this for free. So then we get to, they start showing the paparazzi pics of Sheree crying. Kenya is in full glam, doesn't show up to Marlo. Marlo thinks Kenya's lying. Okay.
And another thing, did you see how much food was there for three? It's supposed to be three people, ended up being two people.
Also, I'm sorry. The shopping thing was weird to me. If you're going to come to my house and I'm trying to like, if this was me and you and you were going through this, I'd be like, come to my house. I got you this delicious Barefoot Dreams robe.
Right.
This, here's a drink. We're going to get massages. But I'm not going to bring my personal shopper to have you spend money. That's the worst idea when you're upset.
I mean, it was hilarious, though. Like, I mean, it just seems like it's so Marlo. She's like, I got Fendi on speed dial and I got a Fendi cape and all these things. And then she's like, okay, $11,000.
And then Sheree's so funny because she's like, I thought you were going to give me some of this stuff.
These girls and their interviews are brutal. Because then you love think it. They're
friends, but then they kind of go for each other. The cake. I did like that Drew brought over the stuff.
Love homemade cakes.
I did like homemade cakes. I personally like, don't have nice handwriting, but
it doesn't matter. It's the effort that you put into it and the love that you put into it. Like anybody can buy some big fabulous cake, but when you actually make the cake and frost it and write on it, that's better.
It looks a little rushed.
Well, I'm sure it tasted lovely. It wasn't very pretty, but I'm sure it tasted lovely. And it was the thought that counts.
But then also, I need to ask you a question because I'm divided on this. Was Marlo actually cheering her up or was she like letting her have it to make sure she wasn't going to be with Tyrone anymore?
I know she was a little rough on her, but I didn't disagree at all. And I think that Sheree needs that. Like, listen, this guy's not good for you. You need to move on. And I would have done exactly the same thing.
I think there was a time and a place. I think at first, maybe she did. I would have wanted to hear what Sheree, granted, you guys, Sheree is coming on the podcast. So we'll be able to ask her these questions.
Can't wait. But
you didn't see much of a choice of like Sheree being able to talk about how she was feeling. It was more like Marlo, like, aren't you embarrassed? There's paparazzi shots of you crying.
I know.
And you're just, oh my gosh. But yeah, so that happened.
Sheree did say that she eventually blocks Tyrone. But she doesn't know if she's going to keep him blocked forever. She's going to
block him. I don't.
Wait, do we know if they're still together? Are they?
No, we don't know.
We don't know if they're still together. We'll find out soon.
We'll find out. Then Sonia invites everybody over to cook, which newsflash, don't ever invite me over to cook. I don't want to.
I don't want to cook.
I don't care. I don't want, maybe if it's something with my kids, I'll do it. Like if we're going to be baking or we're going to be doing this with the kids, that's an interest of mine. But if you want me to come over and touch meats and season them, no thanks. I'm good.
It was cute though. And I love that Candy's mom was there.
Well, I don't think some of them liked it though. They were the same. I mean, maybe it was just Kenya, but she's like, Kenya. It doesn't go well in Balmain.
I mean,
Balmain.
Balmain. She like said it two different ways.
Which I don't know what the correct way is, but I laughed either way.
I think it was a pretty good episode. I didn't like the comments that were made about the other girls. That
what about when Marlo called Candy a
hoe? That's what I'm talking about. When Marlo said that Candy has
pretty much boned anybody and married under her tax bracket.
Yeah, that was mean.
And then it's like, why? Because it seems like you're fine with Candy, but then why are you saying these terrible things in the confessional?
I know. I think Marlo is great TV, but some of her comments, like, how do people get over things like that?
I don't know. Because as a cast member,
how do you get over that when you're like, yeah, you effed everybody in town and you married below your, and I'm like, oh,
I mean,
shit.
It's hard for me to get over people being late and they're getting over being called out.
I know.
And like Marlo calls Kenya also a video hoe beauty queen.
I don't understand that. Was she in like music videos or something?
I think what happened was that she used to be a beauty queen. Then she was in a bunch of music videos. She's implying that she hooked up with the guy and the guys in the music videos, but
wait a minute. Yep. I think I need plastic surgery.
Why?
I'm feeling a chin hair right now.
No, that's not plastic surgery. That's, you need little tweezers in your car to get the goat hairs. That's the best way to do it.
Oh my gosh. I call my goat. I'm like this. I'm like, what is that? What is
No, that's I honestly feel
is there
around
any plastic
all the time.
Surgery? Can they just cut that little area out so I don't
No,
have
you're just
whiskers?
Gonna need to pull it. It's
oh.
Oh my gosh, I can't help with your whiskers.
Oh.
But then we get to Drew. We don't think showing up to this cooking event, but luckily she shows up when the food arrives. When the food's
I know,
cooked,
I love that. I love
which I would too.
Pan down at the feet walking in and pan up. They did that to Eddie when he was the first time he was on the show. Like,
I love that. So it's like, she's here. And then she calls out Sonia for being a clout chaser. Sonia talks about all of her medals and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Sonia, you're doing so much that you're making me love Drew.
Well, I oddly love them all. I really do.
I love them all too, but I'm saying there's
I know, but I get what you're saying, but I have a soft spot in my heart for Sonia because she's an athlete and she could say whatever she wants. I look at her and I see the triceps, the biceps, the shoulder caps.
You have a girl crush on her. That's different than
it's not even a girl crush. I don't think it's a girl
not,
crush.
Not a girl crush. Not a girl
it,
crush, but you think she's hot.
Like, no, I
respect.
Just, it's respect because I know what it takes to have that. And she's a hard worker and disciplined, and that's all I can see with her.
But I also don't know if I'm liking Drew more this episode because her husband isn't around.
Probably
he was not. I was so happy to not have him around. But then once we get into scenes for next week, it's bananas. Everything's gonna go wild. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm invested in all of their lives now.
I am too.
But I also want to know, like, how many episodes do we get? Like what's happening next?
I don't know. I think you might be able to tell if you turn on, it'll show like,
oh, how many? Episode, okay.
Probably.
Should we go to fan thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously.
I need tweezers.
You're going to need to leave your goat hairs alone. We have seven more minutes. Sheree needs to let Tyrone go. She is too good for him. Yes, we know.
I agree. And I don't know all the backstory on this. All I know, he was in jail. Like, how do you fall in love with... Did she fall in love with him before he went to jail? Did she fall in love with him while he's in jail? Because I've heard stories about that too. Like, women falling in love with guys that are in jail. But there's so many guys out there. Like, why do you
want to... on Discovery Plus too much.
I know. I need to figure this out. Like,
Marlo,
she's so pretty too.
Marlo and Sheree were too harsh on Kenya for being sick. I actually agree with that because Drew actually had Kenya's back and said,
"Yeah,
you know, she was sick when I saw her the day before." Blah blah. Like, also, like,
she was she was coughing at the cooking party. And nowadays, you know, in the last couple of years, the COVID, if somebody coughs or sneezes, and you're like,
No, you'd rather somebody err on the side of caution.
Yeah. That's why I didn't come to your house today after I went to Jeff Lewis. I'm like,
I know.
I can't.
Still worried.
You're like, you can come over afterwards. Normally, I would have come over, done the pod with you, then gone home. I will say it's Spencer's 22nd birthday today.
Aww,
so
happy birthday,
Spencer. And then I'm like, I can't take any chances because I leave for New York on Monday for press and the Ultimate Girls Trip premiere party. So I'm like, I can't take any chances whatsoever.
Yeah. So even though I'm clean,
I know
we're waiting it out, but it's fine. It'll be worth it when she gets back to recap all Girls Trip stuff.
Yeah.
The next thing was I was shocked at the shade Marlo was throwing at Kenya on Watch What Happens Live. I was not shocked.
I feel shocked.
Like Marlo is going to do whatever
she's
going to
like
do.
She's like shade queen.
Yeah. And then the next person said, feels like drama for the sake of drama, not buying Marlo or Sheree's anger with Candy.
I don't know.
I didn't really understand getting mad at Candy this episode. I don't know what she could have done differently.
I don't think Candy did anything wrong. I don't.
And then this fan also agrees with me. Sonia is trying too hard and it's coming off a bit strong. And listen, I'm a try hard myself, so I get it. But it was a little much for even.
Sonia can't do anything wrong in my eyes. She's an athlete.
Right.
She's an athlete and I have a chin hair. That's all I can think about right now.
Oh my gosh. We need to go to Housewife headlines. The first one we already discussed, which is Real Housewives from New Jersey star Joe Gorga goes off on Tenet and Wild video. We saw it. we don't need to talk about anymore. You can go watch it on TMZ if you'd like. The next one.
Andy Cohen apologizes for asking Riley about her dad. Candy reveals she received an apology from Andy Cohen after he asked her daughter Riley about the teen's relationship with her estranged father. So, I mean, in Andy's defense, I don't know if he knew what the relationship was like, but he's just like, how's your dad? Like, I don't feel like that's bad, but at least Candy got what she wanted, an apology.
Agreed. This one, I didn't even know about it until I pulled up my thing from iHeart. So thank you guys. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Garcelle Beauvais reveals her current friendship status with Crystal Kung-Minkoff. Crystal Kung-Minkoff and Garcelle may have been on good terms going into season 12 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but their friendship is simply not the same as it was. Garcelle revealed as much in an exclusive interview with E! News at the Critics' Choice Real TV Awards on June 12th. I haven't seen her, she said of Crystal. I haven't been looking for her either. What went wrong, though? Even after filming for season 12 had wrapped, Garcelle, Crystal, and Sutton were shaping up to be Real Housewives of Beverly Hills dream team. I think in rewatching it, new feelings emerge, Garcelle said. New cuts are open, and it's hard because you do it, and sometimes you resolve things, and then you watch it back, and you're like, ugh, what was happening to us?
Yeah.
So between that happening on Beverly Hills, and then it's been everywhere, and I want to ask you about this, about Denise and Charlie Sheen's daughter on OnlyFans.
I just saw that.
So
she's 18 years old now, right? And she lives with her mom now.
She's going back and forth, but she's very vocal on social media. And I like to keep kids out of it as much as we can. Right.
But so this Charlie is out Sheen's there. Upset. He's upset that
Charlie Sheen is saying that she's in Denise's care now. If this was up to me, she would not be doing it.
Oh, how ironic coming from him.
I mean,
seriously, let me ask you a question. Is OnlyFans only about nudity
Larsa said it was like just about, she uses it like an Instagram where she just shows more exclusive content.
Right.
Larsa also says she doesn't charge. Their daughter, however.
Wait. Larsa has to charge. She makes a lot of money. What do you mean?
She doesn't charge a monthly fee. That's what she said on the podcast. Oh, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But, for Denise and Charlie's daughter, she does charge. There's a 3-month subscription or a 6-month or a year. And then on top of the picture, it says censored. And it's like a picture of her in like a thong bathing suit. Or I don't know if they're called thongs these days. It's like where you see the majority of the butt, but yes, a lot of
my girlfriend had one of those bathing suits on. And I was so jealous of that 40-year-old butt all weekend long.
Yeah, my butt doesn't look cute in that. So
yeah, I got too much booty right now. So
yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
well, I've been getting an email from OnlyFans and they are asking me to join. And I actually
from what? Pam at OnlyFans? Like
Pam at OnlyFans. I don't even remember her name, but she's like, have you thought about, you know, joining? I actually have joined. I joined years ago when it first came out, not knowing that it was, you know, it had a kind of a bad name about showing naked pictures, because trust me, nobody wants to see this body. I just ignored it.
But you now, have a hot body, but
well, thank you. Now I'm thinking, well, shit.
Here, I have to look at, I don't know. I don't imagine Edwin would be super thrilled with me starting an OnlyFans. It's bad enough the things that I share on this podcast and I'm fully clothed.
Well, I would like for Eddie to start an OnlyFans and then I
can. Eddie would make a lot of money.
He would make a lot of money and I can start promoting it. I don't think he would do it. but it's an option, right?
But you now need to get into your girl, Vicki Gunvalson.
I've actually talked about this on Jeff Lewis today. So Vicki Gunvalson responds to Dorinda Medley takedown. Let's take it back a little bit. Vicki threw the first stone. Vicki went on a Instagram Live with Bravo and some of the Dubai girls as the OG. And in Vicki fashion, I know she didn't mean it like this, but her choice of words come off a little passive aggressive. She said that Dorinda has a house, an old house out in the middle of nowhere. And if she likes it, that's good for her. You know, it's like, it's old, it's out there in the middle of nowhere, but you know, if it makes her happy, that's fine. So I kind of get what she's saying, but her choice of words were really bad. And I know Dorinda enough that she was going to.
And Dorinda is really proud of this house.
She's very, well, the house is historic. I publicly said
I wanted to go on Girls. I would go on a Girls trip, but I would not necessarily want to go to somebody's house only because house is then.
Well, it does. It is an unfair advantage.
It's an unfair advantage. Yes. I'd rather go somewhere where nobody owns anything.
But it also put a lot more stress on Dorinda because there's so many people. There's hundreds of people around, and they're digging through things and they're putting together things, and you got to worry about your house. But Vicky has labeled Dorinda as the nasty one after she slammed the Bravo Liberty for having no taste and dating people who pretend to have cancer. Vicky went on to say that Dorinda has been gifted everything she has and Vicky has worked hard. So I was in the middle of this. Vicky was calling me. Dorinda was calling me. I'm telling each of them, I don't want to get involved. Vicky obviously threw the first stone. I knew it wasn't going to be pretty. But in Dorinda's defense, she wasn't gifted anything. Her husband passed away. And when your husband passes away, you are left with your house, the houses you guys had and everything. So that kind of upset Dorinda in the sense. And I said, you know, just let it go. You know, you just need to stop.
But then they're both talking about each other's, you know, marriage relationship choices, which haven't been great all around either side.
I think at the end of the day, it was great for promoting Ultimate Girls Trip, which airs next week on the 23rd. I have watched the first two episodes. I'm in awe because
I'm actually offended that you haven't sent them to me.
I can't send them to you. They told me that I can't send them to anybody. You can't do
you
that.
What? Okay.
I'm a rule follower, believe it or not.
Well, okay, fine. Then I'm going to have my own opinions, even if it's against you.
No, and you're welcome to have your own opinions. I will say in the first couple episodes, I'm not as vocal as I get towards the end, but I see where they're going with it. There is a huge fight that happens with me and another cast member, and they are setting it up in the first two episodes.
Cannot wait.
I know. And I would love to get some of the girls on the pod.
We have to get the, maybe we should do like a group. Remember how I did with the Housewives of Beverly Hills, some of them?
Yeah.
Why don't we like go to a hotel and like all sit around and hash
it out? Oh, that
would
be fun. Eva, love her. Love her. Phaedra, the most comic relief. Her interview question or answers are hilarious. There's one that I'm going to repeat it a million times after you see the first episode.
If you were to guess, who do you think people are going to have a harder time with, Vicky or Dorinda?
I don't know. So far, the first couple of episodes, I'm going to say Vicky.
The scandal of it all.
Yep.
But guys, we're also out of time.
I know. So they start the first episode with a Vicky and Dorinda fight.
Okay. June 23rd. You guys make sure to tune in. Of course, we're going to be talking all things, all housewives, all ex-housewives, girls trips, all the things. Send us a review, questions. Who do you want next? We are excited to be having Drew and Sheree on. So keep tuning in. Bye, Tam.
Bye. I'm going to go pluck this hair.
Can I get it free right here?
Really bugging me. I obsess about stuff like that.
I know. I could feel one now too that you made me feel around.
I get two. Right.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I'll deal with my chin hair later.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right?
Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.